This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Hetoda textile industry to resume operations through pilot production. Prime Minister Balendra Shah highlights the progress in ailing national industries and corporations. Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal vows to accelerate construction of Salzhandi Sandhi Kharka Dhurpatan Road. And the eastern China braces for Typhoon Dolphin, sorting schools and tourist activities. Now the news in detail. The reform measures initiated by the current government have started showing promising results in the revival of ailing national industries and corporations. It has shown that the industries can be revived and made competitive, provided honest efforts are made, concerned laws are implemented, backed by collaborative efforts of all sides. The reforms initiated in Nepal Aushadhi Limited, Hetoda Textile Industry, Nepal Airlines Corporation, Dairy Development Corporation and Singhadarbar Vaidyakhana have shown that the revival of ailing national industries and corporations is possible. Meantime, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has thanked the continuous teamwork that led to proper implementation of laws, giving promising results in some ailing national industries and corporations. Sharing the reform efforts and achievements made in three state-owned and run corporations, Prime Minister Shah mentioned that Nepal Aushadhi Limited has sold medicines worth 23.8 million rupees in the last 4 months. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army has been given the responsibility of pilot production to reoperate the Hetoda textile industry. After the pilot production, the government will operate the industry, the Prime Minister has said. Likewise, the national flag carrier, the Nepal Airlines Corporation, has earned 6.27 billion rupees from the Nepali month Chaitra to Ashad of the last fiscal year. This is 1.10 billion rupees more than the corresponding period of the previous fiscal year. In addition, the Dairy Development Corporation, DDC, has reduced the payment cycle from 8 months to the 2 to 3 months, prioritizing the payment of farmers' pending arrears. Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal has expressed confidence that the construction of the Salzhandi Sandhi Kharka Dhurpatan Road project will gain momentum in coming days. During an on-site inspection of the project, Minister Lamsal told journalists briefly in Sandhi Kharka of Orga Khansi that the government was moving ahead seriously to accelerate the road construction. Minister Lamsal also said that the preparations were on the way to initiate the contract process for the road sections, yet to be blacktopped within the current fiscal year. He also added that the construction of the remaining sections would be taken forward after completing the necessary procedures. The government has intensified the on-site inspection of the industries and depots to address the problems seen in the sale and distribution of cooking gas in various parts of the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari inspected gas industries and depots in Kathmandu today as part of the government's initiative to address the complaints of the general public that the LPG is not easily available. Despite the claims of the Nepal Oil Corporation that gas is being imported in larger quantities than usual. During the monitoring, the industry minister directed the concerned authorities to sell cooking gas by giving priority to students, daily wage laborers and citizens in distress. Meantime, director of the corporation's LP gas department, Beneath Money Upadhyay, said that the gas imports have become regular while imports are being made to increase the import quota in the coming days. The Tatopani border point that remains as a major gateway for Nepal-China trade has remained disrupted for over 3 weeks due to landslides. With the closure of the point, trade between Nepal and China through Tatopani has come to a complete halt. According to Dipendra Prakash Giri, Chief Customs Officer at Tatopani Customs Office, the landslides that had occurred at several locations have severely affected cross-border activities. and containers carrying goods from China have also been unable to enter Nepal, he said, adding that he has no information that on when the road along the border will be restored. The number of tourists visiting Dhurpatan in Baglung district has been on the rise of late. More than 37,000 tourists have reached Dhurpatan in a year, with most of them including domestic tourists, according to the Dhurpatan Hunting Reserve Office in Baglung. The number of tourists visiting Dhurpatan in the fiscal year 2025-26 reached 37,520, of which 37,270 were Nepali tourists. Ranger Sagar Subedi of the office said that the number of tourists reaching Dhurpatan, the only hunting reserve in Nepal, has increased by 13,000 in a year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet ma sab gardus data voice sms sabai yasbata nai paunus
Nepal Telecom ko sahuliyat dar ka package haru kharid garna *1415# dial garnuhos
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali Congress General Secretary Pradeep Pujol has said that the party's 15th General Convention will be held on time. At a program held in Kathmandu today, Pujol said that the party's 15th General Convention will be convened in Kathmandu from the 2nd to the 5th of October this year. Pujol said that the Nepali Congress has called its Central Working Committee meeting. The meeting will decide to organize the General Convention on time. On the occasion, Pujol expressed satisfaction with the renewal of the party's active membership through digital medium. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Authorities in eastern China shut schools and tourist sites as Typhoon Dolphin made its way towards land on Saturday. The storm's maximum sustained winds were estimated at about 162 kilometers per hour. It will bring heavy rains, creating a risk of severe floodings as well as landslides. It is also expected to hit Zhejiang province and northern parts of neighboring Fujian province late Sunday. Shanghai is also in the path of the storm. National authorities declared a level 3 emergency response, the second lowest level. Meantime, many tourist destinations in Zhejiang are shut Saturday and Sunday, as well as all water-based activities including ferries and cruises. Authorities in the city of Ningbo, one of the province's largest, ordered schools and other educational facilities to shut this weekend. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Tehran is very close to an agreement with Oman over the Strait of Hormuz, while accusing the U.S. of violating the Memorandum of Understanding previously reached in Pakistan. At a news conference alongside President Masoud Pezeshkian, Araghchi said Iran had been implementing Clause 5 of the memorandum and that the tariff was supposed to return to normal within a month. He also added that it had reached 60% of normal conditions within 2 weeks. However, Araghchi accused the U.S. of seeking to establish new routes through the Strait of Hormuz, despite warnings from Tehran. Araghchi said negotiations with Oman were focused on establishing a temporary shipping route before a permanent route is agreed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places in the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai region of Sudur Pashchim province. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Torai regions of Kusi province and the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Hit the textile industry to resume operations through pilot production. Prime Minister Valendra Shah highlights progress in ailing national industries and corporations. Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal vows to accelerate construction of Salzhandi Sandikhark Dhurpatan Road. And Eastern China braces for Typhoon Dolphin, sorting schools and tourist activities. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.